Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now starting Bezos Hashem, the Gemara on the Afamad Hem and Aleph, which begins with the Gemara before on the Afamad Dalad Amad Beis. The Gemara refers back to that we learned in our Mishnah Machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim. Chachamim say, Kashem Sheshuach Tzibur Chayev Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayev. Rabbi Gamliel, on the other hand, argues and says, Shriach Tzibur, Moitzias HaRabim Yidei Chayvasan. On that, the Gemara brings down the following braisa, Tanya, Omru Rabbi Gamliel, with Varecha, Lama Tzibur Mespalin. Omru Lehem, Kedei Lahaster, Shriach Tzibur Tfilasei. That the reason why Tzibur is Mespalin, even though Shriach Tzibur is Moitzias HaRabim Yidei Chayvasan, is in order, Kedei Lahaster, Shriach Tzibur Tfilasei. Omar lehem Rabban Gamliel, Devreichem, Omar Shriach Tzibur Yorid of Nea Teva, Omar lehem Kedei Lahitzi Eshe Einai Baki. Now to explain that according to Chachamim, the Shriach Tzibur himself davens together with the Tzibur before he davens as a Shriach Tzibur, we find the following Machlekes in the Magen Avraham and Siman Kuf Chav Dalets of Katan Gimel. The Kolbei explains, based on that there is a halacha that one should be mespalel tefillah shmoneh esrei belachash. One has to daven tefillah shmoneh esrei quietly. And for that reason, even though he's going to be chazer mespalel as a shliach tzibur, still he has to daven first together with the tzibur belachash. That is a pshat of the Kolbei. The Magen Avraham himself goes on to say that like chachamim, the shliach tzibur first davens together with the tzibur before he davens again as a shliach tzibur, is based on that the Shriach Tzibur has to be Masader Tfilase before he davens as a Shriach Tzibur. That is how the Magen Avraham explains that the Shriach Tzibur davens first together with the Tzibur before he davens as a Shriach Tzibur. The obvious kasha is, if even according to Chachamim, that the Shriach Tzibur davens first together with the Tzibur is in order to Masader Tfilase, what was the kasha of Chachamim on Rabban Gamliel? Again, Chacham asked Rabban Gamliel, "What varecha lama tzibur mespalin?" And on that, Rabban Gamliel said, "Kedei lahaster shriach tzibur tfilasei." If even according to Chachamim also agree that there is a cheshbon that we want the shriach tzibur to be masader tfilasei before he davens as a shriach tzibur. So we find the Ramishan or Chayim Chelk Bei Simon Chav Tes explains the Magen Avraham as follows: that even though we find that Chachamim also agree that the Shriach Tzibur has to be Masada Tfilas, and for that reason he davens together with the Tzibur before he davens as a Shriach Tzibur, but still Chachamim understand that is not a reason that the whole Tzibur should daven only in order that the Shriach Tzibur should Masada Tfilas. If we are worried about the fact that the Shriach Tzibur has to be Masada Tfilas, it would be enough for the Shriach Tzibur to daven first in order to be Masada Tfilas, and then daven as a Shriach Tzibur. But that would not be enough of a reason for the whole Tzibur to have to daven first in order to let the Shriach Tzibur be Masader Tfilase. That is how Rav Moshe explains the Pshat of the Magen Avraham. Rav Moshe goes on to say that according to the Magen Avraham, it understands that even like Chachamim, we want the Shriach Tzibur to be Masader Tfilase. For that reason, the Tfilah that he davens together with the Tzibur has to be a tefillah that enables him to masader tefillasei. And as Rav Moshe goes on to say, if for example the Shriach Tzibur happens to daven a different nusach than the Tzibur, he is mechuyev when he davens together with the Tzibur, even when he is davening belachash, he is mechuyev to daven with a nusach that he will daven as a Shriach Tzibur. Because since the whole purpose of his davening belachash is in order to masader tefilasei, he has to daven a tefillah which will enable him to masader tefilasei, which is the nusach that he will end up davening as a shliach tzibur. Now getting back to the Kolbei, that the Kolbei understands that the reason why, according to Chachamim, the shliach tzibur first davens together with the tzibur belachash is based on that there is a chiyuv to mespalel belachash, the Magen Avraham asks, if so, what was the kasha of Chachamim on Rabbi Gamliel? Again, Chachamim asked on Rabbi Gamliel, "Varecha lama tzibur mespalelin." If one understands that there is a chiyuv to mespalel belachash, that itself should be a reason why the tzibur has to be mespalel and they cannot be semech on the shliach tzibur, based on that, that one is mechuyev to mispala balachash. That is the kasha of the Magen Avraham on the Kolbe. Before we answer this kasha, I would like to go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasidoi, Potar Rabbi Gamliel, Ella Am Shebesadis. My time Rabbi Shimon Danisi b'malacha, Avo b'ir loy. To explain that, the Gemara says, Potar Rabbi Gamliel, Ella Am Shebesadis, Avo b'ir loy. We find two basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. Tosfos before in the Famadal on the base explains, according to Rashi, that throne wheel holds a potter elam shabasadas will be erloi is referring to people that did not come to the Beis HaKnesses, that did not hear the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. Then we say the potter Rabbi Gamliel elam shabasadas, and am shabasadas are potter, even though they did not hear the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, even though they were not in the Beis HaKnesses at all. But the people in the ear, if they do not come to the Beis HaKnesses, they do not become potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. But had they come to the Beis HaKnesses and heard the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, then no matter what, they will become potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. That is how Tosfos explains the Shita of Rashi. Tosfos goes on to say a different pshat. In that, a potter, Rabbi Gamliel, Ella Am Shabbasadis, that will be Erloi. Tosfos explains that Am Shabbasadis become potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur is only if they actually heard the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. Avol Be'ir, even if they actually heard the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, they are still mechuyev to daven. They do not become potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, because only Am Shabbasadis that are anisi from being misader tfilasam themselves, only they become potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, Avol Be'ir, that have the opportunity and have the ability to misader tfilasam, they do not become potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. That Tosfos explains that Avol Be'ir loy means even if they actually heard the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, still they do not become potter with the Shulich Tzibur's tefillah, is a shita of the Baal Halachas Kedeos as well, as one sees in the Rosh and Siman Yadalit. Just the Baal Halachas Kedeos happens to hold that as far as Am Shebesadis are concerned, Am Shebesadis become potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, even if they were not there, and they did not hear the actual tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. Davi's Kasha, on the pshat of Tosfos and the Baal Halachas Kedeos is, how does one understand that? I went to our Gemara, that when we are told the Chachamim, Omar lehem k'shem shemoytzeh she'inei baki, kach moytzeh sabaki. If even according to Gamliel, the Shulich Tzibur is not moytzeh the bnei ha'ir b'tfilasei, unless they were anisi. To answer the Ran's kasha, one has to say as follows, that when Gamliel said, k'shem shemoytzeh she'inei baki, kach moytzeh sabaki, he was not referring to tfilas of Ko Ashon Akua, but rather he was referring to the tfilas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. As one sees in the Gemara that there is a difference between the tfilas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the tfilas of Kol Hashanah Kula. Like the Gemara says that since the tfilas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Mishum Da'avshi, for that reason Rabbi Gamliel holds that one can be mighty even a Bnei Ha'ir, even a Baki. Because since the Yisoid of Rabbi Gamliel is based on Anisi, whoever is an Onos becomes potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, since as far as tefillahs for Shani and Yom Kippur are concerned, even Bnei Ha'ir, even a Baki, is considered an Onos based on that. As the Gemara says, Mishum Da'afshi, for that reason, Rabbi Gamliel understands that even a Ben Ha'ir who is a Baki becomes potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now getting back to the Shita of Rashi. Again, as Tosfos explains according to Rashi, that Am Shabbasadis become potter even if they did not actually hear the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. The obvious kash is, how could the Am Shabbasadis possibly become potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur if they did not hear the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur? To explain that the Gemara holds that Am Shabbasadis become potter even if they did not actually hear the tefillah, we find three basic mahalchim nachrinim. The Chazon Ish, in Siman Yotesef Gimel, explains as follows. That a Gamliel understands the way Ramu Rabbanon Chiyuv Tfilah Kol Yachid. A Gamliel understands that there is no Chiyuv Kol Yachid for Yachid to Mispalo. Rak kol eda mechuyavim liver mi beineyem asara. Chiyuv on the tzibur to pick mi beineyem asara. V'yered shuach tzibur v'yispal basar v'yifter es kulam. But again, there is no chiyuv whatsoever al kol yachid v'yachid v'yispal. The only chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid is to make sure that there is an eda with a shuach tzibur who is being mispalo. And so too is meduyik in our Mishnah. That when Chachamim come to argue on a Gemuel, they say the following Eloshin. That Kishem Shashuach Tzibur Chayiv Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayiv. In other words, the point in which Chachamim argue on a Gemuel is because Chachamim understand that there is a Chiyuv Kol Yochid V'Yochid. Each Yochid V'Yochid has a Chiyuv Espalo. Gemuel, on the other hand, understands that there is no Chiyuv Kol Yochid V'Yochid Espalo. And for that reason, the Gemuel holds that Am Shabbosadis become potter even if they did not actually hear the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, because that they become potter has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that they heard the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. But rather they are potter because they were never mechuyiv to have their own personal tefillah. That is the pshat of the Chazon Ish. In the Me'adim Uzmanim Chilak Aleph Siman Zayin, we find a different pshat. Sternbach in his Me'adim Uzmanim explains that Am Shabbosadis become potter is based on that the Tfilah of a Shulich Tzibur is a new entity called the Tfilah Satzibur. And therefore, whoever is considered part of that Tzibur is Yoytze with that he's included in the Tfilah of the Tzibur. According to the Apshat, that only those that are Anisi or potter, based on the fact that there's a tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, is because only those that are anisi are considered part of the Tzibur, even if they do not actually join in the tefillah of the Tzibur. Bnei Ha'ir, on the other hand, who are not anisi, are not considered part of the Tzibur, and for that reason they do not become potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, because again, they are not considered part of the Tzibur. That is the pshat of the Me'adim Uzmanim. In the Sefer Eben Yisrael Chelek Hei, on page Reish Gimel, Dain Fisher says the following pshat, that Am Shabbosadis according to whom we will become potter with the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur is based on that he is a shliach of the Tzibur. And since by every shliach we say Shulchei Shal Adam Kemaisai, therefore we consider the Am Shabbosadis as if they are actually being mispalel through their shliach. Through the Shliach, who is the Shliach Tzibur. And the Shliach Tzibur is actually their Shliach. And therefore the Tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur is considered as if they themselves are being mispalel. That is the Pshat of the Eben Yisrael. Again, we have three Mahalchim and how to understand the Am Shabbosadis according to Rashi. Either the Pshat is like the Chazon Ish, that there is no Chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid v'spalel, or the pshat is that each yachid is yoytzei with this new entity called a tefillas hatzibur, as the Me'adim Uzmanim explains, or the pshat is that we see as if kol yachid v'yachid is actually being mispalel through the fact that the shliach is being mispalel, and we say, shulchei shal adam kemoisei. Now getting back to the previous kasha that we said, b'shem the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham asks on the Kolbe, according to the Kolbe, he understands that the Shulich Tzibur davens first as a chiluk in the Tzibur is based on the fact that v'chatchila one is supposed to be mispalel b'lachash. How does one understand the kasha of Chachamim on Rebbe Gamliel with v'rech lo mitzim mispalelin? V'chira, the reason why Tzibur are mispalelin is based on that there's a halacha that one should mispalel b'lachash. To answer the Magen Avraham's kasha, v'chira, one can say as follows. If one understands the sheets of Rebbe Gamliel based on that we said b'shem the Chazon Ish, the Rebbe Gamliel understands that there is no chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid v'spalel. The whole chiyuv is that there should be a tzibur shemispalelin. The whole chiyuv is that there should be a tefillas hatzibur. One can say as follows. That there is a halacha that tefila has to be done belachash is only as far as the chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid v'spalo. As far as the chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid v'spalo, that personal chiyuv, as far as that chiyuv is concerned, we say that l'chatchila one should be mispalo belachash. But as far as the chiyuv to have a tefilas hatzibur, there is no din that a tefilas hatzibur should be said belachash. And for that reason, Rabbi Gamliel cannot go and say that the reason why the tzibur mispalin is based on that we want them to mispal belachash. Because as far as the chiyuv tefilas hatzibur is concerned, there is no such halacha that the tefilah should be said belachash. That is a chiyuv, how one can answer the Magen Avraham's kash on the kolbe. Now let's go back to the previous Gemara. As the Gemara says, Chachamim told Rabbi Gamliel, Omrule, the reason why a Sheikh Tzibur is mispalel is kidei lahoitzi eshe einei baki. In the Rambam, Perches, Mihuches Tfila, Halacha Tes, we find the following halacha. The Rambam says, Sheikh Tzibur, Moitzi eshera b'midei chivasan, Ketzad, B'shar shumispalel vein shemin v'oinin, Amen, Acher kol bracha ubracha rei hein kimispaluin. The Rambam understands that Allah is like Chachamim, that a Shrich Tzibur is only Moitzi, someone who is not a Baki b'tfilase. But the Rambam says that there is a condition. In order for the Einai Baki to be Yitzi with the Tfil of the Shrich Tzibur, he has to be Eina Amen. Because only then do we consider the Shemei as if he's being mispalu. Now to explain this condition, that only when they answer Amen, or the Yitzi, the Chiv Tfilah, we find by Rablei Mechilkav Simen Hei the following Yisoid, that there is a fundamental difference if one answers Amen or not. If one does not answer Amen, that the one can be Yitzi, a Chiv, by hearing someone else's bracha, is based on that we say Shemei Kaina. But if one answers Amen, we look as if he is actually making the bracha. As the Rebbe says, we find in our Chaim Simen Reisha Tesef Dalet the following halacha. If let's say someone made the following bracha, Asher Gemolcha Kol Tov. If the person who heard the bracha, that is Mochuyev and Berkus HaGoyimah, did not answer Amen, he is not Yaitse. As the Kiveger explains, that since the person that made the bracha was not Mochuyev in the bracha, one cannot be Yaitse Midin Shemei Kaina. On the other hand, if he answers Amen, he is Yaitse. He was Yaitse, his Chiyuv Berkas HaGoyimah. Based on that since he answered Amen, it's as if he himself said Berkas HaGoyimah. And even though one cannot have a Shemei Kaina, because he heard the bracha from someone who was not Mechuyev in the bracha, still based on that we say Kol Ha'ina Amen Ki'ilu Mevarech, it's as if he actually said the Berkas HaGoyimah himself. And therefore, as far as our Rambam is concerned, the Rambam understands that according to Chachamim, that the person that heard the tefillah, that the person that was in a boka could be yitzei his chiyuv tefillah with the tefillah of the Sheikh Tzibur, is only based on that we see the in a boka as if he himself is being mispalo. And therefore it is not enough that he heard the tefillah of the Sheikh Tzibur. Because again, with halacha of Shemea Ka'ina, one would not be able to be yitzei his chiyuv tefillah, which is a chiyuv that he actually has to be mispalo. Only with the fact that he was in a amen, only then is he Yaitse, because with the fact that he was a Oina Amen, we consider as if he was actually Mispalo. With this, one can explain that we find in the Magen Avraham the following Chiddush. In the Mechaber, in Siman Kof Chav Talat Zethalath, Mechaber says as follows. Va'achar she'simu ha'tzibra tfilasan, after the tzibra finished davening, ya'achar she'ach tzibra tfila, shem yesh mi she'ene dey waspalo, yechave nama shehu oimer v'yaitzibay. If someone is not a baki, he'll be mechaven to whatever the Shriach Tzibur is saying, v'yoytze bay. Magen Avraham says that the mechaber says, yichaven o masha o eimer, one needs that the person who is listening, tzarech sheyavin b'loshen ha'kodesh, has to actually understand loshen ha'kodesh. Demoy kein oi mehani, av sheshemeyem Shriach Tzibur kol teva. The obvious kasha is, why not? Why does one have to understand Lashon HaKodesh in order to be Yitze with a tefillah of the Sheikh Tzibur? Why isn't it enough that he is Shemeyem a Sheikh Tzibur called Teva? So here again, one can explain based on the Chiddush that we said before Beshitas HaRambam, that in order to be Yitze de Chivas Tefillah, one needs as if one is actually being mispalo. It is not enough. The halacha of Shemeyem Kaina, Therefore, one can say, in order for us to consider as if he's actually being mispallel, the person who is listening has to actually understand what the mispallel is saying. If he does not understand what the mispallel is saying, even if he's listening to Kol Teva O Teva, we cannot consider as if he's actually being mispallel. And for that reason, one needs, as the Mogen Avraham says, Sheyavin B'loshon HaKodesh. Now let's go on to the next part of the sugya. One has to understand Balacha that we paskin according to Chachamim, that the reason why the Sheikh Tzibur is Chayzer Mispallel is only in order to Maiti Hashem Yabaki. If one has a Tzibur, that all the Tzibur are Bekiyim, why is the Halacha that the Sheikh Tzibur is Chayzer Mispallel? So we find that the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Chav Talad brings down the following tshuva from the Rambam. The Rambam was asked, let's say one has a kol shespalu v'kulam b'kiyam b'tila. Is there a halacha that the Sheikh Tzibur is chayzer mispalu or not? The Rambam says, v'heishiv hoyo v'tiknu chachamim sheyiru Sheikh Tzibur v'neyatevo hoytias mishay nebaki hoytia chazaras hashriach Tzibur brocha v'atol klal mipnei ikr hatakona. And as the Rambam goes on to say that since Rabbanon were mesakin takona, the takana remains in place no matter what. As the Rambam says, V'chin kol dover ha-nesaken b'shvol dover acher. Ein in yonei sh'nasas ha-takana ahi ad shia sh'mo'isa ha-dover sh'niskana b'shviloi. Rak in yonei sh'nasas ha-takana ahi al kol ponim. Gzeira, shema yia sh'mo'isa ha-dover sh'niskana b'shviloi. In other words, ha-rbanon u'mesaken because maybe one will have an Enyabaki. So even if you happen to have a minion, that the whole minion is Bekiyim, the Takana remains in place. That is a pshat of the Rambam. The Torah explains a different reason why if even one has a minion shekul and bekiyim, still there is a halacha of chazaras hashatz. The Torah says, v'gam machzer ha-tfila kadei sheyanu kedusha acharav, that we are machzer tfila in order to have kedusha. And as we find, the Taz explains that in order to have kedusha, it was not really necessary to have chazaras hashatz. Because if one would have a sara yechidem ha-mespalim, if one would have a minion of mespalim, one could have Kedusha in the Minyan HaMespalim even without Chazaras HaShatz. That the Torah says that the reason behind Chazaras HaShatz is in order Kedeshiyanu Kedusha is only to explain the reason why one has Chazaras HaShatz even in a Minyan Shekuam Bekiyim. That we say that the Takana of Chazaras HaShatz remains in order to have Kedusha. But again, the Ikar Takana, as one sees in our Gemara, is based on that Kedei L'Hoitzi Es Mi She'Einoi Baki. That is how the Taz explains the Torah. In the Rambam, in Perichas Milchas Tefila L'Chedaled, L'Chir one sees another reason behind the Halacha of Chazaras HaShatz. The Rambam says as follows, V'Ketzad Hi Tefilas HaTzibur. What is considered Tefilas HaTzibur? Yiya Echad mispalel b'koram v'akol shemin. From the Rambam one sees that in order to have tefilas hatzibur one needs that echad mispalel b'koram v'akol shemin. Without that one does not have a tefilas hatzibur. Even if one would have asar yechidim mispalim, 10 people davening together, still one would not have a tefilas hatzibur. And so too one finds in the Chasam Sefer Nekutei Tshuvos Siman Gimel that the Chasam Sefer says the following chiddush, that if one davens together with a Shliach Tzibur, one has the Maila of Tfilas HaTzibur. As the Chasam Sefer says, Shemayochen Mispalo Biyachen Mashliach Tzibur Zehu Iker Tfilah B'Tzibur. And so too one finds in the Chidushim of Rav Avraham ben Aramim, which are brought down in the Sefer Ma'aser Keach, that Rav Avraham ben Aramim says as follows, that when Kol Echad Ve'Echad are Mispalo La'atzmam, that is called a Tfilas Yachid. Tfilas Tzibur is only when Kulam Achar Shliach Tzibur, when they all daven together with a Shliach Tzibur. The obvious kash is as Ramesha asks in the Gris Ramesha Chilkal of Siman Chav Ches, if so, how does one understand the Gemara? What was Rabbi Gamliel's kash on Chachamim in Mekain Loma Sheikh Tiber Chayzem Espalo? According to the Rambam, the reason why Sheikh Tiber is Chayzem Espalo is in order to have a Tfilas HaTzibur. With a Sari Yechidim Espalim, with that, that one has a minion of Espalim, one does not have the mile of Tfilas HaTzibur. To answer Mleisha's kasha, I would like to say the following chiddush: that there is a fundamental machlokes between the Braisa and our Mishnah. In the Braisa, one sees that the Chacham hold that Sheikh Tiber's Chayzer Mespalo is only in order to Yemaitzi Hashayin Abaki. In the Mishnah, one sees that the Chacham holds that there is a Chiyav al Sheikh Tiber Mespalo has nothing to do with being Yemaitzi Hashayin Abaki. As one sees in our Mishnah, the Chachamim say, Kishem Sheshuyach Tzibur Chayev Kach Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayev. What Chiv are we referring to when we say Kishem Sheshuyach Tzibur Chayev? L'chuyah, the Chiv that we are referring to is the Chiv, as the Rambam says, at Tfilas HaTzibur. That is the Chiv of the Shuyach Tzibur. And that the Chachamim say Kishem Sheshuyach Tzibur Chayev is because everyone agrees that there is a Chiv at Tfilas HaTzibur. Just Chachamim say that just like the Sheikh Tzibur is Chayiv, so too there is a Chiyiv al Kol Yachid V'Yachid as well. According to the Rambam, that even if one has a minion of Bekiyim, still the Sheikh Tzibur is Chayzer Mespalo, is based on that in order to have a Tfilas HaTzibur, one needs the Tfilah of the Sheikh Tzibur. And there is no difference whatsoever the fact that the minion is Kul on Bekiyim. With this, one can explain that we find that the Mishnah Berurah in Simukov Chav Dalet, Sif Lama Gimel, brings down a Machlokes Achrinim. There is a halacha that as far as Anias Amen is concerned, as far as answering Amen is concerned, one is not allowed to answer an Amen Yesema. What is considered an Amen Yesema? The Mechaber says an Amen Yesema means someone who is Mechuyiv in a specific bracha. And there is someone else making the bracha, and he missed the bracha. The person who needed to hear the bracha did not hear the bracha, even though he knows which bracha he is saying Amen to, still he is not allowed to say Amen. That is considered an Amen Yesema. What is halacha as far as Chazaras HaShatz is concerned? Do we say that if one knows which bracha he is saying Amen to, he is allowed to answer Amen? Or do we say that even if he knows which bracha he is saying Amen to, it is still considered Amen Yesema, because we look as if he is mechuyev in the bracha that the Shulach Tzibur is saying? This, as the Mishmur says, is a machlekes ha'achrinim. Is one allowed to answer Amen to Chazaras HaShatz if he knows which bracha he is answering Amen to, but he did not hear the actual bracha? The obvious question is, why should we say that he is considered as if he is mechuyev in the bracha, and therefore we'll say that even if he knows which bracha, still he's not allowed to say Amen, he'll still be considered Amen Yesema? Chaya, he already davened. And since he already davened, he is no longer mechuyev in tefillah. So again, if one understands, as we said before, Beshitas Rambam, that the Rambam understands that according to Chachamim of our Mishnah, there is a chiyuv of tefillah satzibur. And that the Shulach Tzibur is chayzer mispalo is in order to have a tefillah satzibur, every single yochid is mechuyev to have that tefillas HaTzibur. And therefore, even if he knows which bracha he is answering Amen to, if he did not hear the actual bracha, it will still be considered an Amen Yesema. On the other hand, if one understands that there is a chiyuv of Chazaras HaShatz is only kedei lehoitzi esmi she'inei baki, someone who is a baki does not need to be yotzei with Chazaras HaShatz. And therefore, as long as he would know which bracha he's saying Amen to, even if he would not hear the actual bracha, he would still be allowed to say Amen, and the Amen would not be considered an Amen Yesema. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechon halacha kramen gamliel bevrachei shereish hashanah v'shoyem ha-kipurim. And as the Gemara explains, based on that, mishum da'avshi. Now, to understand that we paskin like a gemuel by brachas v'rishonah on Yom HaKippurim, we find the seeming machlokes harishonim. The Rif and the Rosh and Siman Yudalot both say that as far as rishonah on Yom HaKippurim are concerned, we paskin like a gemuel that even am shebesodes or potter from tefillah, based on the fact that they are anisi. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Parches Melchus Tfila Halacha Yud, argues, as the Kesef Mishnah Lacha Mishnah Medayik. The Rambam says that that we say, V'Roshana V'Yom Kippur Melacha Kuring Umuil, is as far as a Baki is concerned. That a Shulich Tzibur could even be Moitzi a Baki. But as far as Amshe B'Sadis are concerned, V'Roshana and Yom Kippur is the same as the whole rest of the year, that Am Shabbosadas do not become potter with the two of the Shvech Tzibur. From the Rambam, one sees, as a Vayashiv in Kovitz, Chuvis, Chilokim, Osim, and Tzadi explains, that the Rambam understands that we say that there is a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim and the rest of the year is based on the fact that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we consider everyone as if they are Einon Bekiyim. And for that reason, just like the whole rest of the year, even according to Chachamim, the Shulich Tzibur is Moitzi, those that are not Bekiyim. Therefore, in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that we consider everyone as Einam Bekiyim, therefore, Shulich Tzibur could even be Moitzi as Habaki. But that is only a Baki that is actually hearing the Shulich Tzibur being Mispala. Because only then do we consider as if the Baki is actually being Mispala through that he's hearing the Tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. But as far as Am Shabbosadis are concerned, there is no reason to differentiate between the Tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim and the whole rest of the year. Just like the whole rest of the year, according to Rabbanon, the Am Shabbosadis are not Yaitse based on the fact that in order to be Yaitse, one has to be considered a Mispalo, and Am Shabbosadis are not considered a Mispalo, since they are not actually hearing the Tefillah, so too, in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, the Am Shabbosadis are not Yaitse with the Tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. Now, one has to understand the Rif and the Rosh. How can the Rif and Rosh go and say that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even Am Shabbosadis are Yaitse Dei Tefillah, just like Rabbanon hold the whole rest of the year, the Am Shabbosadis are not Yaitse Dei Tefillah based on the fact that in order to be Yaitse Dei Tefillah, one needs that they should actually be Mespalo, so to on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, how are the Am Shabbosadis Yaitse Dei Chiv Tefillah? So, here to explain the Rif and the Rosh, one has to say as follows. That just like we said b'shem lechazanish, that the Rangumil holds the Am Shabbosadis a Yoytze their Chiyuv Tefillah is based on the fact that the Chiyuv Tefillah is a Chayva Sibur, and there is no Chiyuv al Kol Yachid v'Yachid. So to that the Gemara says Hochasak Rangumil b'Roshana v'Yom Kippur what Chamim did was as follows: that as far as Roshana and Yom Kippur is concerned, because of the fact that it is Afshi. For that reason, Chachamim were mesaken that the Chiyuv Tefillah is not a Chiyuv HaKol Yachid V'Yachid, but rather the Chiyuv Tefillah is a Chiyuv HaSibur. And for that reason, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, even Am Shabbosadis can be Yaitzeh the Chiyuv Tefillah, based on the fact that there is no Chiyuv HaKol Echad V'Echad. Rambam, on the other hand, understands that there is no fundamental difference between the Tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and the Tefillahs of the whole entire year. Both by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, and the whole rest of the year, the Chiyuv is HaKol Echad V'Echad. The only difference is, as far as who is considered a Baki. The whole rest of the year, there are two different categories. There's a category of Bekiyim and a category of Einam Bekiyim. And only Einam Bekiyim are Yoytzei the Chiyuv with the Tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, there's only one category. Everyone is included in the category of Einam Bekiyim based on the fact, Mishum De'afshi. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mara brings down the following chiddush b'shem of Chanan Omerav. Chanan Omerav says, "Kivan shomer v'sirascha kos of leimar shuvin etzorech." To explain that, Chanan Omerav said, "Kivan shomer v'sirascha kos of leimar shuvin etzorech." We find the tremendous machlekes harishenim. Rashi learns that Chanan Omerav is referring to psukei musaf. As far as psukei musaf are concerned, once he said v'sirascha kos of leimar, he does not have to say any psukei musaf. Beinotam, as Tosis brings down, argues. Beinotam says, "Mekroyish on musaf tzarech lahasker loelam shehem b'makar makrabanis." That the Gemara says, "Kivan sh'amr v'sirascha kos of leimar shuvin etzarech," is referring to psukei malchias echreinos v'sheifres. Now, to explain the basis of the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, if by saying of a Sirascha Kos of Leimer, if one is Yoytze the Chiyuv of Psukei Musafin or not, we find in the Sefer Minchas Yehuda that explains with the following Hakdama. In the Gemara in Brachas Tav Chafav, Rabbi Shulban Levi says, "Tfilais Keneged Temidim Tiknum." And so too the Gemara says, Tfilas HaMosafin is Keneged Karban Musaf. The obvious kash is, as a Binyune asks, if Tfilas is Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, why does one not mention the Karban Tamid in the Tfilas that one says? V'chir, one is missing the Iker Tmidim by not mentioning the Karban Tamid. So our Michal Yehuda and a Sefer Minchas Yehuda proves from here that the actual bakoshas rachamim, the actual tefillah, the actual bikosh rachamim, that itself is choshev, as if one is being makriv tamidim. Now, one has to know, do we say that even as far as musaf is concerned? That on days that have a kara musaf, rabbanu masak and other tefillah bakoshas rachamim, to be b'mokim v'akrovas karbim musafim? Or do we say that as far as Musaf is concerned, Musaf is different? That the Tfilas HaMusafin has absolutely nothing to do with Bakashas Rachamim. All Tfilas Musafim is a mentioning of the fact that they were Makriv the Korban Musaf. As we find in Tesis and Brachas Tav Chavavim and Beis, that Tesis explains that by mentioning the Korbanos Musafim, one is considered as if he actually brought Musafim based on the Pasuk Neshama Parim Sfaseinu. And Michal Yehuda goes on to say that Ochir the Shai was Toyin Machoikas Rishonim that the Rosh brings down in Brachas Parakim Osam and Yad Zayin. We know that Ochir, if someone by mistake started a Bracha of Tfilas Chol on Shabbos, Ochir, he ends off that Bracha, and then he continues with Tfilas Shabbos. Based on the fact that really on Shabbos one should be mispalel Tfilas Yudches, one should mispalel a whole entire Shmein Esrei. Just in order not to matriach on someone, Chazal said that one could daven 7 brachas instead of 18 brachas. Does this halacha apply to Tfilas Musaf as well or not? Do we say by mistake if one started a bracha of Tfilas Chol by Musaf, one finishes a bracha, or do we say that one stops in the middle of the bracha? The Rosh says, Umiu Nira, that by Musaf we say that since by Musaf a mispalin el Zayin, one stops in the middle of the bracha. But the Ravid says not like that. The Ravid says that even by Musaf, Musaf was also roi for the whole entire Tfilah Shmein Esrei. V'chir, the Machlekes is based on the Shaila that we said before. Does one understand that Tfilah and Musaf is like all other Tfilahs? Just Chazal or Masakin and other Tfilah on a day that has Karban Musafim, or do we say that the Tfilas Musafim is a whole different type of Tfilah? Tfilas Musafim is only in order to mention the Karbanos of Musafim. The Ravid understands, Tfilas Musafim is the same Tfilah as any other Tfilah. And just like by all other Tfilas of Shabbos, we say that really once you mispalel the entire Shemin Esrei, so too by Tfilas Musafim we say the same thing. And therefore, if by mistake someone starts Tfilas Chol, a bracha Tfilas Chol, he will finish the bracha and then continue with Tfilas Musafim. On the other hand, the Rosh understands that Tfilas Musafim is an entirely different type of Tfilah. And Tfilas Musafim has absolutely nothing to do with Tfilas Yudches. Tfilas Musafim is only in order to mention the Korbanos HaMusafim. And so too one can explain the Machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and our sugya. Rashi understands that Tfilas HaMusafim is the same Tfilah as all other Tfilas, just it happens to be that there is a Chiev to mention Korbanos HaMusafim. And for that reason, by saying V'Sirascha Kosev Lemer, that is enough. Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, argues on Rashi and understands Tfilas HaMusafim is an entirely different Tfilah. Tfilas HaMusafim is only in order to mention the Musafim, in order that it should be considered as if he was actually Makriv, the Musafim. Like we said before, based on the Pasuk Neshama Parmas Faseinu. And for that reason, one needs to actually mention the Musafim. If you left out the Musafim, just by saying V'sirascha Kosev Weimar, one is missing in the whole Tfilas HaMusafim. Because again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Tfilas HaMusafim is only there in order to mention the Korbanos HaMusafim. And for that reason, Rabbeinu Tam holds that by saying V'sirascha Kosev Weimar, one would not be Yitze, his Chiv of Tfilas HaMusafim. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Lazar, Leilam Yisadar Adam Tfilas HaVachakach Yispala. Omer Ababa Mestaber, Melsa Rabbi Lazar, Rochash, Shorashanam Shamikpur, Mishaprakam, Lekol Shana Kulay. Gemara asks, "Ini Rav Yehuda Masada Tzuse Amatzli?" He's like, "The Gemara Shani Rav Yehuda Kivin Mitos Niemi Mitos Niemi Amatzli Keprakim Dami." Now, to explain that Rav Yehuda was only Matzli Mitos Niemi Mitos Niemi, I would like to remark to him the following machlekes between the Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam Mitzasei Mitzvah Hey says the following chiddush. The Rambam says that there is a mitzvah minatira to daven. There is a mitzvah minatira of tefillah. As the Rambam says, a mitzvah chamishes he shetzivonu lo avdei yisale. As the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Milchus Tefillah Chalef, mitzvah saseh l'spalo b'chol yoyim, shenemar v'avadetem es Hashem alekeichem, mipi hashmua amru shavoida zu hi tefillah. In other words, the Rambam sheet is that there is a mitzvah saseh d'araisa l'spalo b'chol yoyim based on the pasuk l'avdei b'chol avavchem. The Ramban argues, as the Ramban brings a raya from our Gemara, k'far amru b'rav Yehuda d'matasim matasim and have a matzli, fisha l'isik b'tira. V'soymech ha'masha amru chaverim sh'ayoyizkim b'tira mafsikim l'kriyash mavim v'ein mafsikim l'tfila shehidra banan l'olam. From that, Rav Yehuda only dab matasim and is a raya that the chiyuv tefillah is only a chiyuv derabanan. According to Rambam, one has to understand what's the pshat of Yehuda. Why is Yehuda only matzli mitos and yoyim, not tos and yoyimin? So we find in the Megillas Esther, and so too we find in the Yeshuas Yaakov Arachayim Simen Kofov, Eis Dalet, that even though Yehuda is only matzli mitos and yoyim, not tos and yoyimin, entire Seder HaTfilah, Mikol Mokom Tfilah Ktsara Pamachas B'yoyim Vaday Hoyom Espalo. In other words, as far as the Chiv Tfilah is concerned, as far as the Chiv Dereisa of Tfilah, it is enough to Espalo Tfilah Ktsara. And therefore, as far as the Chiv Dereisa is concerned, even Rav Yehuda, Davin the Tfilah Ktsara B'chol Yoyim, in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah Saseh Dereisa, Avula Avdei B'chol Avavchem. Now, getting back to Ramban, the proofs from our Gemara that the Chiyuv Tefillah is only a Chiyuv Drabanan, one has to understand that the Rav Yehuda was only Matzim Tosim Tosim based on the fact that he was Oisek Batira the whole rest of the time, and therefore he was Potter from the Chiyuv Tefillah, which is only a Chiyuv Drabanan. Is that only a Halacha in Tefillah, or is that a Halacha in any Chiyuv Drabanan as well? That as far as any Chiyuv Drabanan we say, that someone who is Eisek Patzir on the level of Rabbi Huda of Teirasayim Nasi is also Pater from all mitzvahs Drabonon. We find as far as the Shaila Machlekes Achrinim, Kasti David and Teisefta of Shabbos Perakal of Halachadawad understands that Misha Teirasayim Nasi is Pater, not only from Tfila, but from all other mitzvahs Drabonon as well. The Shulchan Aruch Harav on the other end, Narechayim Simon Kovav Sevtawad argues, and understands that even Rav Shimon ben Yochai v'chaveriv, even someone who is Teirasei Umnasai, has to be mafsik min ha-Torah for any mitzvah drabonon. Tefillah is an exception. By tefillah, only then do we say the Misha Teirasei Umnasai is pater from tefillah. Okay, one has to understand, why do we say that only Misha Teirasei Umnasai is pater? Okay, anyone that is Isaac Bateir should be pater. So to explain that only Misha Teirasei Umnasai is Pater, we find in the Chavetz Chaim in Shmir Sarashim Perek Gimel Ba'agah, that the Chavetz Chaim says the following chiddush, that someone who is Teirasei Umnasai, his Torah is Betachres HaKadusha, and since his Torah is Betachres HaKadusha, for that reason, he is Pater from Tefillah. On the other hand, someone who is not Teirasei Umnasai, even when he is learning Torah, his Torah is not betachas hakedusha, and for that reason, one will be mafsek Torah in order to be misbalo.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.